now on air. You are now on air.
Audio date is 12.05.2023. Current time is 06:08 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, and this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. And good morning, folks. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters, doing the Tuesday broadcast of the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast using the Spotify app on my LG Stylo 5 phone. And I think I'm going to be getting something new for Christmas to where I'm going to have a new phone to broadcast off of. This phone has been doing really good, but it's getting there. So few years, it's time for an upgrade, I guess, and I can't think of anything else I'd want for Christmas, I guess, right now, other than a happy life, and I have that, so, but we are getting our day started here with the morning coffee, and it's been a while since we've done an actual audio podcast, because we were busy last month with the NotPodPomo, the original audio month challenge of a National Podcasters Post month. Let's back out the intro music. And last Thursday was the 30th, and I didn't do the audio podcast. Well, you could say I did an audio podcast, but it was for NotPodPomo. It's off of the phone here that I'm using for the audio podcast here now, but that was a NotPodPomo audio. I guess I don't really consider it the Fireman Rich. I took the day off doing the Fireman Rich audio podcast to do a special NotPodPomo day, which the last day is because that's when you cross the finish line. So I did get my 30 extra audios in for the month of November, so I completed the task, the challenge, which it didn't seem much like a challenge, but we had fun with it, and we'll be looking forward to doing it again next year as far as November, the NotPodPomo November audio month challenge, the original audio month challenge. So we had fun, and we're continuing. Actually, finishing it up last year got me into a regular basis of doing this particular audio broadcast, the Fireman Rich audio podcast. Used to be the Anchor Morning Audio, and then Anchor was sold, or Spotify bought it, so I couldn't use Anchor anymore. I could have kept Anchor, but it was time for a change, so I just kept it, just brand myself, Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. I've come to terms of using the term podcast, but I like slapping audio in front of that. So, and it's all, the bottom line, we're having fun doing this. So that's where it goes. So we're going to start off with a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTDD. And this format it's an audio version of what I do over there on Twitch for live streaming Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Fireman Rich over there. I've been doing this sort of format for a number of years now. It's sort of progressed into just a 3 minutes of just me talking about something, and now I got different segments and stuff like that. So I got stuff on the screen here, and I've got not as many devices as I live stream and stuff, but I did have a little issue getting set up here with the phone because I've said many times before the way I have this set up, I'm broadcasting into my LG Stylo phone via, I go in through the CAD U37 mic that goes into the iPad mini that's older than dirt. And on the iPad mini, that's where I control my mic. And also I have the intro outro music there as far as that goes using Boss Jock app. Boss Jock app, I've been using it for a number of years. You can't even find it. I think it's Backpack Studio now. And then coming out of that, that gets plugged into the Behringer 803. And then one of the things I didn't know is I didn't have my wires coming out of the out port on the Behringer 802. They were still going on an in port and then coming out into what is known as an iRig 2. And I had the microphone that I listen, there's a microphone jack and then there's an input jack. I had those switched. I had to switch them around. And then, so the phone was probably wondering, what the hell's going on, Fireman Rich? So that's plugged into the LG Stylo 5. So that's why I can use this portable setup. So once I got the cable squared away, I'm good to go, and I get good sound. I get to use a microphone off of the Behringer 802 soundboard that I've had for since the Blab days, I believe. I've had that. That was a live streaming app, and then and was it the microphone? I think I got the microphone and the soundboard during Blab. I have a Marantz 1000 microphone that I use for live streaming on Twitch, and that's that. The better the sound, it doesn't sound as good on the phone as the CAD U37. They're both condenser mics, so maybe the U37 micro, it just condenses it a little bit more as far as the sound. But we are getting our day started here this morning, where currently it is 36 degrees. Yeah, 36 degrees. That's another addition I have here in the studio, which is a corner of the dining room. My corner. We have a new clock, a digital clock that gives me the indoor temperature is a comfortable 68 degrees, but it also has on the right side below the time of 6:14 right now, there's a temperature for outside. I got a sensor out on the front porch, which is the north-facing side of the house underneath the overhang, and to protect it from the rain and snow. And sunlight, direct sunlight. I just want the temperature. I don't need the sunlight. Because we have a thermometer in the kitchen window that it gets the sunlight when the sun rises and it beats on it. And it just skews the temperature. It just jacks it up to, it could be 50, 60 degrees out. But with the direct sunlight, it jacks that up to like 100. But with the sensor out in the front porch, we have, it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now, my house. And I think that's pretty close. It's like 1 degree off of the thermometer. And it varies. It's right in the range. So it's right on target, 36 degrees Fahrenheit, which equals to 2 degrees Celsius as far as that goes. And our world times and temperatures that I like to talk or go over, because it gives me an idea what's happening around the world weather-wise. We have in Honolulu, Hawaii at 1:15 a.m., clear skies with a little cloud, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona, we have clear skies in Phoenix at 4:16 a.m., 49 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City, we have at 5:16. Ooh, we got snow flurries in Chicago, 36 degrees Fahrenheit. So snow has fallen, probably lake effect. In New York City, the jungle at 6:16 a.m., and that's what the current time is here in the southern tier of upstate New York. It is clear with some clouds, 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, Cork, Ireland, it's 11:16, clear skies, 38 degrees Fahrenheit. In Milan, Italy, cloudy skies in Milan at 12:16 p.m., 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Kuala Lumpur, we have at 7:17, just changed 7:17, Clear skies, 83 degrees Fahrenheit in Tokyo, Japan at 8:17 p.m. in the evening in Tokyo, where they're finishing their day as we're getting ours started. It's 49 degrees, cloudy skies in Melbourne, Australia, 10:17 p.m. in the evening, 63 degrees Fahrenheit, clear skies, and Sydney, Australia, just to the east of Melbourne, Australia, it is 75 degrees Fahrenheit, clear skies, and those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And the weather here, we had some rain yesterday, so it's been rainy, sort of fallish, autumnish like as far as that goes. And fortunately enough, no snow. And we're supposed to get up in the 40s again next week, so that's a good thing. And the last time I did an actual Fireman Rich audio podcast was on Thanksgiving, which was almost 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. So we're back on track. We finished that last week in November for the Non-Pod Pomo. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? I'm looking at the calendar in December. Look at the previous month, you bonehead. I'm calling myself a bonehead, not you folks that are listening. Just talking to myself here now. Yeah, November 30th, but the 23rd was a Thursday. And the 28th, I did the Mixcloud. That's why it's been almost two weeks. And I do have the morning coffee, by the way. And it tasted mighty fine. Tasting good this morning. Tasting good. And it wouldn't be a morning broadcast if you didn't have the morning coffee. So the coffee is an addition to that positive start to the day. Hashtag positive start today. Hashtag PSTTD. As far as that goes. And but the weather has been pretty good as far as it's been going. We're getting down into the 30s. I have not seen the 20s yet, which is okay. It can get down to, it's just when the wind starts blowing, that's when it's the cold I don't like. So we're going to have generally cloudy, high 38, so not much warmer than now, but winds are 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's usually the average. And then let's see, the sun will be rising this morning at 7:19, which is in 1 hour, because, well, 59 minutes now. It just changed. It's 6:20. So 59 minutes, the sun will be rising at 7:19, and the sun will be setting at 4:35 p.m. And also, on this new clock that I have, it says that the moon is last quarter is visible 47%. And there's a little indicator between the indoor and outdoor temperatures on my new digital clock that has the phases of the moon. So we have a half moon up in the sky, if you can see it. But we can't really see it that much here in the southern tier of upstate New York. And that's because of the cloudiness that we constantly have or seem to have. So it looks like it's going to be fairly a cloudy day throughout the day here. And let's see, our thought for the day comes from someone that has graced us with her quotes many times, and that's Mother Teresa, who is an Albanian Indian Catholic nun and founder of the Missionaries of Charity. At the age of 18, she moved to Ireland and later to India, where she lived most of her life, as far as that goes. She's a very good person. And I think she's a saint now, I think. I believe they sainted her, as far as that goes. And her quote for our thought for the day, to give you something to think about, goes as follows. One filled with joy preaches without preaching. So if you're happy, the last two days here, we've had the quotes talking about happiness. As far as, let me go back. What was two days ago? And No, it's not that one. It's the next one, I believe. Yeah, this would be the second, which was Saturdays. Was it Saturdays? No, it's the third. Let's see. Does he say something? Yeah, this is from Tetchi Nhat Hanh Wan He Wan Ha Wan. He's a Vietnamese monk, and he goes, "There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way." And then for Monday, that was Sunday, and then for Monday, we had from author unknown. Happiness is the feeling you feel. You're feeling when you want to keep feeling it, so you just keep on being happy. And today, one filled with joy, which is joy is happiness, preach it. One filled with joy preaches without preaching. So you don't have to, you know a person's happy. So, and they're preaching the word of happiness also. So be joyful, be kind, be happy, as far as that goes. And as far as at least when you wake up, as far as that part of that positive start to the day, hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. Because when, as the day progresses, you know you're going to get some sort of crap thrown at you, especially if you're still working. Lucky I don't, I'm retired now, so I don't work. So my routine during the day is pretty light and pretty positive, and I'm filled with a lot more happiness and kindness of late instead of going into the day job. And because I did have some moments, some challenges going into the day job, just like any job, as far as you just gotta you get way through it and stuff like that. So, one filled with joy preaches without preaching. Mother Teresa. A quote from Mother Teresa. Thank you, Mother Teresa, and God bless you. Let's see, our national day for today. We have several. We have this first one. I don't have no idea what that is. Krumpa Us Natch. I have no idea what that is. It looks like a Sasquatch or something like that. And then we got World Soil Day. Sort of say, hey, thank you, soil, for all the stuff we grow. Coffee's good. The food that we grow, we couldn't grow any food if we didn't have soil. Though you can do hydro planting and as far as growing. We have National Repeal Day. That's to celebrate the one time you could not buy alcohol. It wasn't illegal to drink alcohol, but it was illegal to make it and buy it and sell it back in the day. So, I saw something on the speakeasy places. When the speakeasy is a place where you went to secretly drink, and I guess one of the original ones is still down there in New York City, as far as you have to go through a side alley and stuff like that. I think that's pretty unique for an establishment. We'll leave it at that. Now we got World Trick Shot Day. Those basketball players out there doing their trick shots, so there'll probably be a lot of YouTube shorts, Instagram reels, and TikToks, I guess, on that. Let's see, National Sacher Torti Day. That looks like a piece of cake and torti. That's like a cream, I guess. And we had a foodie yesterday. We'll do a different one here. We have International Volunteer Day for Economic and Social Development. Okay. International Ninja Day. There we go. That sounds like the day we're going to have. And then we have Bathtub Party Day. Well, we won't go there. Let's go with International Ninja Day. International Ninja Day recognizes the fascination associated with the history and pop culture of ninjas. Hashtag International Ninja Day. Ninja Day first appeared around ninjas first appeared around the year 600. Historically, they served samurai warriors. They spied on or assassinated an enemy, while some sources suggest they were fallen samurai. Most point to the common man and woman. They walked among the farmers and servants of everyday life. So, there we have it. It's International Ninja Day, so watch out for those ninjas. We do have an interesting article here as far as that's one of the main things I do on the audio podcast, Fireman Rich audio podcast, as far as, and that's how this all developed. It was just, I would just get on here and just go ahead and sort of a small, not too long-winded introduction that I just did. And then I have an interesting story for about 5 or 10 minutes. And just leave it at that. So, but it's developed on, I got bookends on either end of the story here on the audio podcast, and as far as to get to it, and then to sort of gracefully exit stage leftness back, and sort of speaking. But this one is quite new. Concorde could fly from New York to London in 1.5 hours. It's a step closer to takeoff. So it looks like they're trying to bring back the Concorde aircraft concept. And the aircraft that's in the audio art to this audio podcast, that's a one-seater jet that's NASA. It's a test bed. So, but it can go Mach 1.5. Or no, it can fly from New York to London in 1 hour. So it's traveling fast. Let's see how fast this sucker can fly. NASA is developing it's a quiet supersonic. Okay, that's what it is. Quiet new Concorde could fly. Because that Concorde can make a lot of noise. But NASA is developing a quiet supersonic jet in order to replace the dreams of the Concorde with one that is significantly less deafening to the people below. The supersonic passenger plane called the X-59, which if that's the picture of the X-59, it's just a one-seater for right now, aims to fly faster than the speed of sound and almost twice as fast as the Concorde. Wow. The Concorde could get across the, used to fly from London into JFK. And as a kid visiting my grandparents down in Brooklyn, I'd sit at the breakfast table, look out the window, and I could see the Concorde coming in the morning time. And I think there's one in the afternoon that came in also. Engineers are aiming to reduce the sound of the typical sonic boom to the sonic thump. Okay, instead of the boom, it's just a thump. NASA reported this past August they have identified potential passenger markets in about 50 established interior city routes, and it hopes one route would see flights from New York City to London up to 4 times faster than what's currently possible. And there's probably some people that pay the big-time price that this would cost to take advantage of that time difference. At the moment, however, it sits in a hangar where it will be painted at the Lockheed facility in Palmdale, California, says the space agency NASA. Once painted, the team will take final measurements of its weight and exact shape to improve computer models. Because when you have they've been probably flying this X-59 test flights and stuff. But once you put a coat of paint, that adds weight, and they have to recalculate the aerodynamics. There's a lot of math involved in that, as far as that goes. We are incredibly excited to reach this step in the mission. When the X-59 emerges from the paint barn with fresh paint, and I expect the moment to take my breath away because I'll see our version coming to life, says Kathy Baham, the low boom flight demonstrator project manager. Let's see. The year ahead will be a big one for the X-59 and will be thrilling for the outside of the aircraft. Finally, match the spectacular mission ahead. The aircraft is the centerpiece of NASA's Quest mission, though, which NASA will fly the X-59 over several to be selected U.S. communities and gather data about people's perception of the sound it makes. So they're going to be, they got people that are going to hear this boom or this thump and say, what the hell was that? Is aliens coming? NASA, I'm sure they'll probably end up letting the people know beforehand. NASA will provide that data to regulators, which could potentially adjust current rules that prohibit commercial supersonic flights over land. So that's why it always came into New York City, because it's coming over the water. Earlier this year, the space agency investigated the business case for supersonic passenger air travel abroad, aboard aircraft that could theoretically travel between Mach 2 and Mach 4. And that's 1,535 to 3,045 miles per hour at sea level. Wow. Concorde had a maximum cruising speed of 1,354 miles per hour, or Mach 2.4. So they want to go above that Mach 2.4. They want to go to Mach 4. So that's pretty interesting. I've been seeing this particular aircraft, I guess, since it's being built and all that, as far as that goes. And it's a pretty slick aircraft. It's got that Concorde type front nose cone. And I'm not sure, because I haven't put the audio art up. I think I might just be able to get the snapshot of the front end of the aircraft. So, but there will be a picture of the full aircraft associated with this audio podcast, Fireman Rich audio podcast, when I post it up on Truth Social, Instagram Threads, X/Twitter, and I'm on Blue Sky now. I'm on the Blue Sky. That's sort of like Twitter. It's not bad. And also the Fireman Rich Facebook page, where you have to go to The Real Fireman Rich. On the other ones, it's at Fireman Rich, and I'll post this on all those platforms. As far as also the blog page that I have, the firemanrich.blogspot.com page. As far, just look in the show notes where I'm at, as far as on all those other fine social media platforms. I got the links in the description associated with this particular audio podcast. And so there we have it, a new airplane that updated. And this is, like I said, I'm looking at the picture right now, and it's just a one-seater right now. So I guess we have to scale this up to have passengers. And the Concorde didn't carry that many passengers. Let me see. How many passengers could the Concorde carry? The Concorde could carry 100 passengers, so they had to scale it up. And it wasn't really that big of a, you know, compared to air travel. I haven't been on an airplane since I left the Air Force some 27, 28 years ago. So, you know, in air travel, you have your seat, and it's a little crowded. So, but I've seen pictures, and pictures probably doesn't do justice when it comes to looking inside a aircraft. It almost looks a little bit bigger than what it is, but it is close quarters. 100 passengers is not that many. So again, that ticket was going to probably be a very high ticket, high price ticket, as far as that goes. Okay, and our history for the day, let's see, we have we have 122 years ago today, the pioneer animator, writer, voice actor, and film producer Walt Disney was born in Chicago in 1901. Happy birthday, Walt Disney. I wonder what he would think of Disney today. I wonder what he would think about it, as far as would he be agreeing with what they're doing. I don't know. It's a completely different Disney to when I was growing up, as far as that goes. They're making some good stuff, I'll give them that, but I'm not really a Disney fan, as far as that goes. Let's see. New York City, on this day in 1957, became the first U.S. city to legislate against racial and religious discrimination in the housing market, thanks to the Fair Housing Practices Law back in 1957. New York was ahead of it, all these other states, and it should have been done a lot earlier than that. The Rolling Stone, 1968, released their Beggar's Banquet LP. have no idea what that is. I'm just... And 37 years ago today, International Volunteer Day was declared by the United Nations to be on December 5th, 1986. Another agency or another organization, the United Nations, I don't really have faith in anymore for obvious reasons. Let's see. 91 years ago, Richard Wayne Penman, better known as Little Richard, was born, sometimes called the architect of rock and roll. His up-tempo style of music helped cement the foundation of several kinds of electrified genres, such as R&B, rock and roll, and funk. Happy birthday, Little Richard. Let's see, what else do we have? On this day in 1792, George Washington was reelected president. John Adams was reelected as vice president. I guess they used to, back in the day, they used to vote separately for the president and vice president. And in 1932, German physicist Albert Einstein was granted a visa, making it possible for him to travel to the United States, which was good because that was before World War II started. And God forbid what would have happened if he stayed over there. We would not have the great mind that shared so much with us. And let's see, what else do we have? That's about it. All the other stuff is about politics and other stuff there. So, let's see. Oh, on this day, Bob Dole died. Bob Dole, who overcame disability, war wounds to become the Senate leader from Kansas, a Republican presidential candidate who I voted for, but he lost to Bill Clinton, and then a symbol of his dwindling generation of World War II veterans. He passed away at the age of 98 back in 2001. A good man, very good man. I think he was a very honest man. Okay, we had a football game last night. Thursday night football. I thought the Jaguars were going to win against over the Bengals because the Bengals are, they don't have a, their first string quarterback, Burrows is out with a shoulder injury, I guess, or something. And the guy who took over was victorious last night. 34-31, the Bengals win last night. So that finishes out week 13. And the big thing now going forward, because, let's see, it's week 13, and we have, 18 weeks of football. So we got 5 more weeks. So over the next 5 weeks, the big thing that's going to be brought up on every Thursday night football, Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon, Sunday night football, and Monday night is the wild card. Who's in position for the wild card? And the Bills need to get their butt together. That's the team I'm rooting for. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to catch the Dolphins, but there's 5 more games. If they win all 5 games, who knows? You know, it's possible. Is it possible for the Giants to win all 5 games? No, no. Yeah, with the Jets. But the Buffalo Bills. I'm for the New York teams. And right now, this Sunday, one of the big games I'll be watching, the Dolphins and Jets. Of course, the Jets. I would love to see the Jets beat the Dolphins, but I don't think that's going to happen. And let's see. The Giants will be playing the Patriots, which I think they can beat. Beat the Patriots. Or no, wait a minute. I'm looking at this past week. I'm looking at week 12. I know. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Week 14. Okay, I got the right. The Jets will be playing the Texans. Okay. Because the Miami Dolphins already beat the Jets once. So the big game this week, as I scroll down, it's going to be the Bills and Chiefs on Sunday night. Or Sunday, the 4:25, but Sunday night it's the Eagles and Cowboys. So those are 2 big games. And then Monday night, next Monday night, will be the Packers and Giants. And I'd like to see, it'd be nice to see. Oh, we got 2 Monday nights. You got Packers and Giants at 8:15, and then the other 8:15 is the Titans and Dolphins. Oh, I'd love to see the Titans beat the Dolphins. And the overall standings that. Pick win or lose. I sort of dropped from first place down to second after this. not this week, but the week before, but I'm sure I probably dropped another spot because I don't think I did too good this past week 13. But we'll keep tabs and see what happens with the football, and we'll talk a little bit more this Thursday because it'll be Thursday night football as far as who I picked. We'll get a little more in detail. As far as basketball, I have not been watching any basketball at all. I've been looking at the standings for the most part, and for the most part, the Celtics are still in first place in the Eastern Conference. And over there in the Western Conference, it looks like the Timberwolves are in first place there. But let's see, last night, the games, did the Celtics play? I always look for the Celtics. I look for the Celtics. That's my basketball team, the Celtics. And then after that, I look for the Nets and the Knicks. And it doesn't look like neither one of them. Oh, the Nets beat the Magic. And I don't see the Knicks. They must have had the night off. So I'm trying to look at this basketball, but I don't know how. It's just, I don't know. If it's not the Celtics, I don't want to watch them. Of course, we got college basketball starting up again. And but the big thing with college basketball is the March Madness, which will start next year, as far as that goes, in March of 2024. So there we have it. There we're going to go ahead and exit stage left of and end the broadcast here and get our day started. And see what the day brings. And it's good to be back doing the Fireman Rich audio podcast here on a Tuesday. And we'll do it again this Thursday. And I think the 12th and the 26th of this month is when I do the Mixcloud on a Tuesday. So I do that instead of the audio podcast. I like doing that. So we'll continue on and stay on schedule because it's fun. It's keeping me busy. And I'm having fun doing so. And it's always good to do the audio. It's the mainstay of what I do. It's how I got started on this thing called the internet, as far as in the amateur broadcasting. Basically, I just get in my soapbox. I could speak my mind in a sense, but be respectful, okay? You always have to be respectful and kind and understand where other people are coming from. In their views, you may not agree, or so you agree, you disagree, but you try and have a discussion as far as that goes. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, over here on Spotify for Podcasters, wishing you all well. You can find me over there, like I said, on Instagram Threads, True Social, X/Twitter, Blue Skies as at Fireman Rich, and also I'm on the public Facebook page. You got to go plug in the real Fireman Rich. All the links are in the audio podcast description down there. I just have those listed for you. Or else if you're on the Spotify for Podcasters page, it's listed in there. So you all have a great one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care.